or right good evening or whatever time of day it is for you. Over here in California, it is almost evening. We are 3 minutes away from it, 3 minutes away from 6 p.m. It is October the 16th, 2019. Questions and answers with the Elohim. Thank you for participating, for being here. You can submit a question per email. The email address is questions@intelligent-infinity.com. questions@intelligent-infinity.com. And Vin will go through those emails during the show. And your question might become answered live here on the call through Terry Brown in Sedona, who has the sources from the Elohim group that are connecting with her, speaking through her. It is pretty awesome. Glad to be part of this. And as usual, this is a simulcast with a conference call. We are at this moment here with my dear friend, Antonio. Thank you for being here, Antonio.
You're welcome.
All right. And somebody else joining in. Good evening to you. Please say a name and location.
Hi, Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, Antonio. Hi, everybody.
Hello, Don. Welcome.
Thanks. Don.
And after this show at 7 p.m. Pacific, we will go over to a different call, another conference call. Let me first welcome the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Hello. Hi. This is Jeannie in Citrus Heights.
Hello, Jeannie. Good evening. Welcome.
Hi, Jeannie.
Hi, Antonio.
And Don.
And Don.
And Don. Hi, Don.
Are you working?
What's that?
Oh, go ahead, hi.
I just want to mention to what I started at 7 p.m. We go over to the different phone line, a conference call, which is dedicated to uplifting our global conditions and our own conditions. It is like a prayer group. Prayer is a little a word which is, you know, very close related usually through religion, but this is not a religion. And you can find the information at wholeplanethealing.com. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say a name and location.
Guess who?
I guess this is Dharmananda.
You're right.
Hi, Dharmananda.
Dharmananda.
Hello.
Are you working, Jeannie?
Well, not at the moment, but yeah, I'm in my car.
Let me also still give the phone number for the Whole Planet Healing Call that starts in an hour from now, which is 712-770-4340. And the access code is 250513#. Good evening. Welcome to the next call. We're here live on the call. Please say your name and location. But of course, only if you want to, we welcome you. And the next person, welcome to you. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Terry in Sedona.
Terry Brown, welcome.
Hi, Terry.
Hi. Ice, you know, on the Monday call, you were talking about your idea of thinking with your heart.
Yes.
And when you said use your imagination, and that actually allowed me to connect with your that idea for the first time.
Felt
my heart chakra open. Stayed open for like a few hours.
Awesome. I'm so glad to hear that.
Same.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Roger in Austin, Texas.
Hello, Roger. Good evening. Welcome.
Hi, Roger.
Hi, everybody.
What does it feel like to have your heart chakra open?
Kind of hard to describe.
Yeah.
You'd know it if you felt it, I think. Yeah, the first time I heard you say that, I thought it was an interesting idea, but I didn't really...
Yeah. We have two more people joining in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Good evening. It's Wanda from Leventhal.
Welcome to you, Wanda.
Hi, Wanda.
Hi, Wanda.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, Wanda.
Hello.
All right. You know, it's kind of like you're saying, it's hard to describe. It's kind of like if you can't see, explaining what the color of red is.
Yeah, for a feeling. But
it's a feeling, yeah. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location. But, of course, only if you want to. We welcome you. And everyone listening in online through BBS, thank you so much for being here tonight.
What were you referring to, Lauren? Or was that Lauren?
That was Don.
That was Heiss.
Or that was Heiss.
Talking about his idea of thinking with your heart and using your imagination as like the conduit to do that.
Yeah, it's one of them.
If you want to describe it, it's kind of like tinglings rushing through you like a flow of energy.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Oh, go ahead.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi. It's Janine from Salt Lake City.
Hi, Janine. Good evening. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hi, Janine.
Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Hello. Someone else joined in. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Positive greetings. Hi, from Kim Trelly, Sedona.
Oh,
isn't it amazing?
No, I know.
Isn't it?
Sweet.
I've been watching it all day.
Yeah, me too.
It's everywhere, all over the place.
Good evening.
But that was over.
Yeah, we didn't have it for a while. I think they were just developing new means of doing it.
Well, they couldn't start the war in Syria, so they got to spray it on us.
Oh, Lynn. Hi, Terry. Hi, Don. Hi, Antonio. Hi. And whoever, I can't remember.
And Jeannie and Jane and Shirley and Debbie and Wynn and...
Yes,
Antonio,
hello.
Dawn, Carmenanda, Terry, Roger, Wanda, Janine, and Raiden. And those are...
I don't have a console, so I can't see all the names.
All of us wonders are here, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Debbie.
Do I hear the dolphin?
Did you say Debbie?
Maybe I said so. You hear him in my imagination, probably.
I see we have Professor Minderhood on the line.
Blessings, Wynn. Blessings, Terry.
Hi.
When did you get my question get through today?
Let me just check.
You asked another question, Don.
Oh, gosh.
Somebody else wrote in. Good evening to you. Welcome. Please share your location.
Hello. Hi. It's Jane in Pennsylvania.
Hi, Jane. Welcome.
Hi.
Jane.
Hi, everybody.
Darmanand, I couldn't hear what you said, if it matters.
Nah. So what, you asked another question?
Oh, yeah. limitless.
You got
supply.
A good question.
I got a limitless supply of questions.
Yeah.
And you have great questions, Don.
It comes from not knowing anything.
You check out llresearch.org.
LL Research?
Yeah.
I haven't looked at it too much.
Oh, she has got a lot of good stuff there.
Yeah, I find the raw stuff is like hard to understand.
Yeah.
Quinn and Terry's stuff is more understandable to me.
Seems really to cover this. About Wanderers.
Yeah, it seems to cover the same material pretty much.
Yeah.
What if we could get the Law of One Made Simple sessions translated
for dummies
and make it like take the important stuff out and make it into a book? That would be an awesome book.
Law of One for Dummies.
Law of One for Dummies. Law of One,
yeah,
101.
Sure, why not? Why don't you write it, right?
The material is there. It needs to be transcribed.
Ace is too smart. He can't write the book for dummies.
It would take a smart person to do it.
I barely know how to spell dummies.
What?
I say I barely know how to spell dummies.
Oh. Yeah, right.
If you spell the title of your book, that would be a good clue.
Mm-hmm.
How to spell dummies?
Is it I-E or Y?
Yellow him for dummies.
Is it with two M's or three M's?
Two M's, because that would be, it was three M's.
U-M-B-M-E.
Has a B in there, too.
B-U-M-B-M-E. Dummy.
Hey, remember there was a company called 3M?
Yeah.
Was that Monsanto, one of the M's?
Oh, no, I don't think so, no. They make the tapes and the glues and the...
They made like adhesive.
3M stands for Minnesota Mining and Manufacturing or something like that.
Mm. Oh, good.
That used to be Scotch tape. Scotch tape was 3M, right?
Yeah, they made adhesive.
Minnesota Mining
makes
something.
Good surgical tapes and makes all kinds of stuff for surgeries.
Oh, listen, if you guys are listening on BBS, be patient. In fact, do you have a choice? Yes, you could.
Hey,
dial the dial. What?
Have you ever asked Elohim about the Mandela effect? The Mandela effect? Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
I've heard it.
I forget what they said.
Oh,
me too.
It's probably changed anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get my question?
I got it, Antonio, and I got Dharmananda's question, and I got Don's question. Yeah. You know,
Wanda? Did Wanda get a question?
I don't see it. No. Don, your questions for the past couple of weeks have solved the mystery.
Oh.
For some reason. They were winding up in my...
Spam.
Spam?
What? Your spam folder?
Spam folder, right.
Okay. It just blew the internet's mind.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, I couldn't get my question in because my service here is so low for internet. So, but we were going to ask if Donna had, Darrell, had any words of advice or any words for us or anything.
We had a new caller joining. Welcome. Please say a name and location. But only if you want to, we welcome you.
Well, Donna from Montana, right?
Yeah, Donna Durrell.
How's Donna doing?
She passed away on the 30th.
Then she must be great. It's nice to have had her here.
Hi, you're such an optimist.
But it's
she's
so true.
Probably running around with Paul up there.
What's that?
Probably running around with Paul up there.
Oh, I'm pretty sure it's her that came to me a few times, and that just the same way as what she told me she was going to.
Mm.
Okay, I'm ready to start. Are you guys ready? You're always ready.
All right.
Muted. The recording has started.
This is October 16th, 2019. And this is our Wednesday call, which, in case you guys notice, I hate titles. You know what? I realize why I hate titles. I hate titles because titles are a way the world restricts what you do and puts them in a box. That makes sense?
You know what, in the last couple of weeks, our sources have mentioned twice the name for the call. And that is questions and answers with the Elohim.
Okay. But how about the Ra group?
That's what they said. So, say if they're involved as well, say with the Elohim and the Ra group.
Okay. What do they call the Sunday call?
The grid healing? Oh, that's, I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know.
That's a great question.
Right. We and good question, yeah. If they're going to be. Yeah. Let's ask it tonight.
They probably want us to come up with the name. They don't want to do it for us.
Or else just don't ask for the name, but just ask for, will it be good to have a more catching name, or that can just talk about picking a name, not necessarily pick the name for us?
I like the name for the Monday call. I can live with that.
And which is?
Wild card night.
yes. Welcome to the next person that joined in. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location. But of course, only if you want to, we welcome you. And I'm going to mute the things.
Okay.
I think.
Thank you, Hayes. And hello, everybody. Hello, BBS. This is our Wednesday night call, which maybe I'm supposed to call Questions with the Elohim. And this is a rare opportunity. Questions and answers. Okay.
The Elohim.
It's a rare opportunity to ask questions to our sources. And I can say for myself, aside from any kind of exaltation, you know, people think somebody's going to tell you what to do. They're really smart, which they are. But they don't take away your experience. And part of your experience is learning how to make decisions, learning how to have discernment. So they always answer, to my experience, they answer questions in such a manner as to not do that. And another important principle that I have learned over time is that it's the co-creative engagements that we have with each other that help our liberation. And, you know, one could do a whole hour on what co-creation is. But we do it when we all say hello at the beginning of the call. That's co-creation. It's where people collaborate, and collaborate may not be the best word, but I'll leave it in there, where people collaborate without ego, with compassion, with tuning into each other, with caring, and going the next step is finding solutions that help resolve the challenges in each other's lives. Okay? That's co-creation. There's probably more to say about it than that.
How about work together on a common purpose?
But that doesn't necessarily, that helps. That helps work together on a common purpose. But people can be working together on a common purpose and still not be co-creating, okay?
Yeah.
There's an aspect of transcendence in true co-creation. Transcendence. And say, for example, people could be working together on a common project, but still have ego, still be competitive, you know, and those would be qualities that would be counter to co-creation.
Yeah.
It's kind of like sometimes you and I will talk and we'll say, well, I wonder what the best thing is for this. And we'll both come up with, well, I think this, and then I think that. And usually when we hit the best thing, everything goes bingo, okay?
Yeah.
And we both agree. There's no, like, attachment to my idea or your idea. That's co-creation, okay? And the energy of our engagement helps our thought processes go through things, okay? Now, there's a lot more opportunity for co-creation for the people on this call than they're taking. And there could be common projects. There could be working together to make money. And the key is, can you do that and keep your ego out of the way and be stronger than you are as an individual? Like when I talk to Terry, I mean, there's areas where I excel in, and there's areas where Terry excels in, and there's different areas. There are different areas, but we're not competing with each other. I honor her places of excellence, and she honors my places of excellence, but we can still talk and collaborate and come up with putting our minds together and come up with something better than we could have individually. And to think that, I remember at one point, you know, Wilcock was working on the idea of a movie. You probably remember hearing him say that, and it was with a guy that I introduced him to. And so Billy used to tell me stuff, and he said, well, Wilcock came in and said, here's the script. Ra wrote it. and it wasn't any good. Now, maybe it was good. Maybe Billy didn't think it was any good. Maybe it was good. But just because it's a group soul, to say, okay, they can write a script better than someone down here. You know, I myself am in the middle of all the energies down here. And I'm constantly processing them and coming to results. And do I think they could do it better? I don't think so. But when I do have something that I'm not sure of, I might ask them and I say, well, what do you think of this? And like some decisions I make are rather important. And in one case, they said, well, if you do that, there's a good chance you'll get killed. And I'm glad I asked, because I wasn't tempted. But, and I could see that they were right when they said it. So, it's not so clear, okay? Not easy. So, in any case, let's get started. We got a bunch of questions for tonight. And as most of you know, and we have called it, you got questions, we got answers. But I'm not sure, I was talking earlier about, not sure I like that. It sounds like you're supposed to give up your power and believe everything we say. And Jane, I got your question, okay? Good question. I'm glad you're asking it. Okay. Lance, I got your question. So we do a little invocation before we start with our questions to clear the energies, to clear the field. And Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here. And any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and be transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy field of the planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources who are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. We create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And you know what? Just one moment before we start, I think we're recording. I just wanted to double check. I know if we are. Hang on. Okay, we're recording. Let me just turn it over to our sources. Thank you.
We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We take a moment and we adjust our space to focus and synchronize with your realm and the third density with each and every individual on the call who wishes to be connected. If we ever say anything that doesn't make sense or resonate with you, then disregard it. as it is the threat of IT you at that time. This is Ra'an. We are an aspect of the Elohim and an aspect of the Ba'al group. Come together to assist where we can. It is one of our ancient desires is to be able to connect the realms. Do you have questions?
Yes. Is Terry using her headset?
Is Terry using her headset?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, okay. All right, good. First question is from Lance in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Why is physicality still so dense? Why has it become so difficult to do a simple physical act that should make me healthier and have it seem like it does so little for me?
Thank you. Things are slower in the third density. Things take longer in the third density. It needs, when one is working with an effect, to get an effect, it needs to be connected with up with different aspects of the physical. The physical is not just a product of an individual. It is a group product. There are molecular structures. There are the systems of the body, the neurological systems. There are all of the different aspects of the individual body that work together and need to be brought on board. And there is a time delay for bringing everything into manifestation. Essentially, it is a group of structures that are working together and need to be brought into the program that you are working on. If you yourself move from the third density timeline into a higher density timeline, you can speed up the process. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question, and this is from Don Herman in Ohio. Do you think that all that is necessary to graduate this realm is to radiate the realization of oneness with the Creator to others? If so, what is the best way to do that?
One of the best ways is to be centered within your own energy structure, within your own matrix. And there are, give us a moment as we are correlating two different things. When you are in the third density, you are in a number of influences that you may not realize that you are in. There is the energy and attitudes of the surrounding people, of the country, of the geological location, the influences of many things within a geological situation. For instance, there may be certain minerals in the soil or lack of minerals in the soil that can affect the attitudes subtly. There can be the it all works together hologramically to bring out a certain result, and the result can all of the individuals working or creating together can bring out a certain look on everything. Would you repeat the question?
Do you think all that is necessary to graduate this realm is to radiate the realization of oneness with the Creator to others? If so, what is the best way to do it?
The different influences within the holographic experience that you are experiencing in your area can make a great difference in their in your connection, and when you are tempted to align yourself with your own center and your own natural creation expression of yourself, it can bring about a influences that are a part of the things around you that you don't realize that you even have. So in looking at the law group is expressing certain tendencies that are a result of its experience in the third density, particularly because it picked up certain frequencies, and the frequencies have intelligences that are embedded in them that can influence them without the awareness of the person, and can affect their attitudes. One of the greatest things, if you like to, graduation might not necessarily be, if you might wish to graduate and come back and later, or you might wish to remain free in your choices. To move into a higher realm for the experiences of the higher realm when you transition, to remain in your center because you travel in your astral body or your DNA structure and makes the vehicle for traveling to the higher realms, you need to be able to experience the desire of investigating outside of the physical earthly realm, and the freedom to be able to move freely outside the influences of the body.
Is that it?
Yes.
Thank you. One question I have about graduating as well, and that is, I understand certain principles that one has to have certain chakra opennesses in order to access higher dimensions, higher dimensional frequencies, and allows them portals to move into those frequencies. And hold on, first of all, is that kind of correct?
One of the things about the chakra opening is the spin that is particularly important to operate within the third density, the spin of the grounding chakra in the front. Foundational chakra, the spin of the sexual chakra, the spin of the control area chakra, the spin of the heart. These are the spin of the rest of the chakras, the expression chakra, the third eye area, the connection with the higher densities in the crown chakra. These are all geared to operate effectively in the third density.
So it has nothing to do with graduation? In other words, your chakras could be shut down and you could still graduate?
Well, it does have something to do with survival and identity. And if a person has a very strong foundation chakra, then if they keep them from expressing the higher frequencies that allow them to move into the higher densities. So one needs to be flexible and free to be able to move from the density into the higher frequencies, the higher densities, and the chakras are a tool for operation in the manifest.
Now, it's been said in the raw material that to graduate this realm, you need 51% service to others.
Yes.
Sensation.
And yes, otherwise you may stay in the third density because it is the most material density.
And the 51% service to other could also be translated into a 51% opening of the heart chakra.
Yes.
So there is a correlation then between the heart chakra, but that moves you into fourth density, potentially. Not necessarily fifth or sixth.
Your heart chakra can be looked at as correlated with your service to self, the service to others.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are more service to others, you have a freer heart chakra that could accept greater range of experience.
Mm-hmm. Now, in other conversations, we have asked a question about service to self, that service to self can also have an open heart chakra. And it has to do with loving yourself. It has to do with directing the energy of others towards you. And that service to self could also graduate into fourth density. You
yes.
want to comment on that?
Intention, when one is in the range of 90% to self, intention will carry one far, and can open to moving in to
mm-hmm.
the higher levels.
Okay. Now, Antonio asks, how can I make long-distance healings more effective, and why am I sleeping so much?
Those are two separate questions. The first
okay.
one, how can I make long-distance healings? Pardon, go ahead. More
effective. More effective. And I assume he means long-distance healings where others are working on him.
To have your own intentions aligned with you for yourself to be able to connect with the energy and bring it in assist with energy coming into your matrix that is consistent with healing for you. And why are you sleeping so much? When you are experiencing a great deal of life-changing energies, it takes, it is sometimes hard to adjust, and the system needs sleep to build itself, to be able to accept it.
Okay, I wanted to make a comment on how can I make long-distance healings more effective. And then I'll let you validate my comment after I make it. And I would suggest here that ultimately there's something we are supposed to learn in our conscious mind about our patterns, including our dysfunctions. And someone can do a long-distance healing on you and temporarily clear the energy so it feels better. But until you learn the lesson in your mind, then back.
Yes.
And
you set your own hologramic experience, and if outside influences are corrected and change the hologramic experience to be more to your liking, what you wish, yet if you are still manifesting the first hologramic experience, it will reset because you are senior to your own creation.
Mm-hmm. So,
hello?
Hello?
Hi, Wynn. It's Antonio.
Okay.
The question that I asked about the healing was me sending long-distance healings to somebody else.
Okay. Well, probably the answer works both ways, you know?
If you got a healing one, you could use that as a prop to help you focus the healing energy.
Thank you.
There's a good answer. That does work. Okay. The wellness ones we have. Okay. All right. Next question. And this is from Melody Murray in Athens, Alabama. I hope she's listening. Is there an energetic light symbol I will call the evacuation plan symbol located above the head of every human on the planet that can be observed only by the higher energies? And if so, does the symbol match the vibratory level in which an entity will be harvested to at that soul's harvest moment? Now, that's a very interesting question. And, you know, in general, according to our sources, as I have understood it, that you will move to the level of where your holographic field is extended to, or you'll have the potential to move to that level. But there's a free will choice. Do I want to go there? Do I want to go here? But that would be the highest place you would go to. And,
one is open to take it on, there is help from the heaven. They can send angels when they see that you are ready to transition. And they can then open up a portal that can graduate you. It would be an open portal with like a tunnel with a progressive increase of frequency in a spiral upward to increase the energy is to disconnect you from the third density, which then propels you higher and higher frequency until you can merge with the higher frequencies of some of the other places, the other densities.
Thank you. The next question. We got two more questions. Lance, I'm not going to get to your first question tonight. And Dharmananda, I'm not going to get to yours. We got two more things, though, that we have time for. And one is from Jane in Pennsylvania. Does my body contain more than one soul? I know that can happen in some instances.
We suggest that you evaluate the inner woman of meditation. If you have a thought that is very succinct, that you can recognize is another in your space. It is that meditative moment, the quiet of a patient that you can observe your mind, and you can see what is occurring in your mind, and which may be other messages that are traveling with you.
Thank you. Thank you. Next question. And I don't think they wanted to answer that and dictate it to you, Jane. Or
we would like you to have an experience. So when you have an experience, you learn.
Thank you. Donna Durrell was coming into our calls for some time, and she was actually helping as a greeter from Montana. And she died a couple of weeks ago. And Wanda is asking, could you check on her? If she needs any help.
She is very connected with you and feels very comforted by your vibrational frequencies, your soul signature, and so she has come to you just as a touch-in, so that she can feel oriented, and she is gradually feeling her way into her new experience. You're a friend to her, and you're helpful to her. She is like a individual has recently learning to operate in the afterlife, and like a person relying on familiar things to help her move into an unfamiliar place. Thank you.
Thank you very much. You know, I was looking here on a question from Melody Murray and about energetic light symbol, and I don't think it was answered completely, and we don't have time to go any further into it, but Melody, if you want to submit that again next week, I'll try to go deeper into it, because you know, it's kind of like, how does the angel know who to pick, who's ready? You know, that someone, they just pick it up vibrationally, or just they see it. I'm not going to ask that now. So, sources, please hang back a second. But submit it again next week if you'd like to know more detail. It's now 6. Dharmananda, I passed you over today, just because you asked so many questions. But ask it again, okay? And let's see here. And Lance, you can ask your question again. The one thing that I would say as to your question, in knowing the history of the universe and thinking that I've got some of the right information, there have been times in history where worst case scenarios did take place, and that there was the planet Maldek, for example, where exploded and the population became a tangled mass of fear, according to our sources. And there was Hitler on this planet who did atrocities and got away with it. And I think it's one of the reasons it's so important to graduate the realm in this particular period. If you submit your question again, and I'll ask it again. And but those were the top, the thoughts off the top of my mind. And I thank everyone who's listening. We're going to go to Whole Planet Healing right now. And everyone's welcome to join it. If you've never checked it out, it's a daily support system. And one of the things about a daily support system is that we are building an alternative holographic energy amongst the people on the call that is outside of all the horrible things that are happening on the planet. And I believe that it's helping people to get above the vibrations of this realm and increasing dramatically their chances of graduating the realm. And if it works for you, it will do that. So the number is 712-770-4340, and the PIN is 250-513. 712-770-4340, 250-513, and I know most of you will be jumping over there, and we'll see you in a moment.